Blog Talk Radio.
Brittany?
Hi.
Hi, Brittany. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for giving us a call and taping for us. We're just standing by waiting on you to call. So what we're going to do is we're just going to do a countdown, and we're just going to – what we'll do is we're going to air it as if we're going to be coming back from a break, and then we'll just we'll just go right into it. We'll talk about the tracks and the countdown, and of course, coming back to the Lucas Oil for the U.S. Nationals. Are you in Indy now, or are you somewhere else?
Yes, I'm in Brownsburg right now.
Brownsburg. Okay. All right. We're going to do this in 3, 2, 1. Well, welcome back to The Balance. My name is Saul Marquis, El Presidente. Well, as you know, what's going on is we've been talking about this morning and all week long on our social media. We have one of the greatest up-and-coming NHRA drivers to come along. It certainly comes by it naturally. Brittany Force is certainly the daughter of the great John Force. Brittany, welcome back to The Balance. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, fantastic. It's an honor. It's always an honor when we can have one of the forces on with us. That's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, one of these days, maybe you'll be known as Brittany Force and not Courtney Force's sister or Ashley Force's sister or John Force's daughter, right?
That's Wait, okay. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I bet
they
you are.
They taught me how to drive my race car, so...
There you go, and certainly you're falling into the family business, that's for sure. And one of the reasons that we brought you in on today is we wanted to talk with you about you're going to be making the appearance at the U.S. Nationals at Lucas Oil Raceway, and we'll get into that and what that means to you here in just a moment. But you're going to be following your sister's footsteps in the Traxxas Nitro Shootout. Talk with us a little bit about what that is and how excited you are to be one of the leading contenders to be a winner yet again, and a Force girl winning the Traxxas Shootout.
Oh, my gosh. Right now I'm not in the Traxxas Shootout. They took the first seven top fuel winners, and they automatically got placed into the Traxxas Shootout. The eighth spot to compete in the Traxxas Shootout is a fan vote. So that's what the Castro Edge team, that's what we're going for. We're going for that fan vote. We're doing everything we can, you know, to get our fans to vote for us, to promote it. We put out a funny video. My entire team, you know, got into the spirit of it, and we dressed up. We pretty much made fun of ourselves. We were goofy. Some of my guys dressed up as ballerinas. I dressed up like a cheerleader with my crew chief, and it was just a fun video we put out on our social media. You could find everything on JFR's Twitter account. You can find the links and check out the video. It's on NHRA's YouTube page. You have to check out the video. It's hilarious. And then we're hoping, you know, if maybe people laugh, maybe they'll give us a vote. So we're hoping to get that spot. They'll announce it Wednesday before the U.S. Nationals, and we're just hoping it's going to be us.
It is. I have no doubt. You know, I'm looking at the count right now, and I have voted for you as well. And also,
thank
I'll
you.
Tell you, yeah, absolutely, and I will tell you that we've got you up on the front page of our website, thebalanceonline.com, and so we've got that video up there. NHRA's Got Talent, that is classic. Is classic.
Thank you.
And I tell you what I want to know is, how did you get your dad to get involved in all of this?
You know, it's funny. He actually wasn't having the best day. He wasn't in the best mood when we asked him to do it, and he's like, okay, let's just do it. Let's get it over with. We put that cap on him to make him look like he's bald, which it didn't work. It ripped in half halfway through when we were filming. And you could tell in the very beginning when they introduce him and show him, he's sitting there, and you could tell he has this look on his face that he doesn't want to be there. But then once we all get into it, he gets right into it and cheers up and has fun with it. And that's what it's all about, is having fun. It definitely, you know, turned his mood upside down, and he got all into it. And so did my guys. My guys are awesome. I have to give them credit. They're such good sports. That they went ahead and, you know, what with whatever we said, I told them, I said, we have this idea for a video that we want to do like a talent show, so come up with your talent. And I said, if you don't come up with a talent by Thursday, I'm going to assign you one. And some of my guys picked out their talents, what they were going to do, and other ones didn't have one. So I just told them, this is the direction we're going to go. And they said, okay, we're fine. We'll do that. They said, if that gets us into the track to shoot out, we're game. So I really have the best team. I have to thank every single one of them for participating and joining in and, you know, being goofy with it. So my guys are awesome.
Well, you certainly did a good product placement with the Mellow Yellow can. So that can't hurt you, that's for sure. Well, I'm excited for you. The Traxxas NHRA Shootout, and obviously the Forces are no stranger to be in the Shootout, and certainly the Shootout is really a race within a race, and certainly will be conducted at the Mack Tools U.S. Nationals Lucas Oil Raceway here at Indianapolis with the Top Fuel Showcase on Saturday, September 1st, and Funny Car featured on September 2nd. So talk with us a little bit more about what the Traxxas Shootout, Nitro Shootout actually is.
It's this race that they ran it last year. Traxxas Shootout, we always do a special race at Indy at the U.S. Nationals. It's our biggest race of the year. It's two races in one. You have to come check it out. It kicks off. You know, we run Friday and Saturday, and the Traxxas Shootout goes Sunday, and then we just, you know, it's normal race day on Monday. So it's a little backwards, it's a little different, but it's two races in one weekend. It's a lot of fun. I've been going out to the U.S. Nationals since I was in diapers, and I love it, and it's so awesome to be out there, but, you know, on the track competing. I'm excited. I wish the weekend were already here. I can't wait for it to get here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it absolutely. You have been going there since you've been a little girl, and you've been raised up in on the track out there at Lucas Oil. What does it mean for you to be out there at Lucas Oil, to be in the driver of the Castrol Edge Top Fuel Dragster? That has got to be an incredible accomplishment. You know, say what you will, Brittany Force, you're Brittany Force, John Force, and your family, you certainly have got a good lineage as far as racing goes, but you had to get in there and you had to learn how to drive that car. And I tell you what, I'm jealous. I would love to drive a Top Fuel Dragster for sure. I'd probably have that oh crap moment somewhere. You probably have to clean the seats up a little bit afterwards. But I it would be exciting to do that. So you as a person, Brittany Force, growing up there, and certainly your home track is a Lucas Oil Raceway. What does it mean to be there this next weekend at the Mack Tools? Drag race at U.S. Nationals out there?
And, you know, it really is. It's special to be able to be competing at the U.S. Nationals just because I grew up out of the racetracks. I, you know, grew up out here in Indy when I was a kid. We were always packing our bags going on the road. And, you know, I remember coming out and watching my dad, you know, years ago winning the Big Bud Shootout and standing in the winner's circle. And I just have so many great memories from that track. It's just, it's pretty surreal to think that, you know, now, you know, my rookie season and this year, I'm actually competing in the Castrol Edge Dragster. It's an awesome feeling. I'm excited about it. I can't, like I said, I can't wait for the weekend to get here. But it's just, I'm so excited about it. And it is, I'm very proud to be driving the Castrol Edge car. And I just can't wait for the weekend to get here, get it started.
Oh, we're very excited too, and certainly excited to see you out there. Now, you've really driven nothing but dragsters in your career, whereas most of your family has been in the funny car. But I tell you what a great teacher you had. We call him Fast Jack Beckman. Mm-hmm. What was it like to learn how to drive and really understand how to handle a race car from Jack Beckman?
It was pretty awesome. Back when I turned 17, I went to Frank Holley's driving school. And Jack Beckman was the one that taught me how to drive a Super Comp dragster. And I competed in Super Comp for about 2 to 3 years, you know, while I was going to school. And from there, I moved up into an A-field dragster. I competed there for another 3 years, while I was going to school. And then, you know, jumped into a top field car. So I've had a lot of years of experience, you know, in dragsters. That's always where I grew up. So it made the most sense for me to jump into a top field dragster compared to a funny car. I'm very adventurous. I never say no to anything. I try anything, you know, at least once. And I definitely jump in a funny car just to feel the difference. But dragster is my home, and that's what I love. That's what I love to drive, and you know, that's home for me.
Well, you've certainly been traveling around the country this year, obviously, from out of Pomona and, you know, Gainesville and Vegas and Charlotte and Kansas here recently, Denver and back out in Seattle, Indianapolis, Midwest, certainly your home track. You know what it's about. But talk with us about the Lucas Oil NHRA Nationals. That track has to be different, and it's more special for you than a place like Vegas or Pomona.
You know, every track is different. Every track has its memories. Because, like I said, I've been going to each track since I was a kid. Being out here in Indy, this was a big event for us. You know, it was right before school started, so we'd pack our bags and come out, you know, right before it was our last hurrah, last vacation before we went back to school. So love coming out to Indy, but I love all the tracks. They all have special memories for me, and even new memories I've made, you know, last year during my rookie season and, you know, this year with the Castrol Edge team. And, you know, we're still, you know, we've had our ups and downs this year, but I definitely think we've, you know, come on pretty strong. We're way ahead of ourselves compared to where we were last year, and I'm so proud of the entire team. Actually, last weekend in Brainerd, we locked into the countdown, tied for 7th place with Khaled Al-Balushi, and I am just beyond ecstatic about that. I am so excited. I went down to the top end and put my name up on the board and signed it, and I was just a very big moment. It was a very proud moment to know that, you know, the Castrol Edge team has a chance to fight it out for the rest of the season and claim our title.
Well, what has it been like to grow up under the watchful eye of your dad, John Force, and your sister, Courtney and Ashley? What has it been like? What kind of behind-the-scenes advice have they given you when getting ready to drive such a powerful race machine?
You know, I'm really lucky. I have the best teachers around me, especially my dad. He's been down every single track countless times. And, you know, he's been out here forever. So I'm really lucky to have him as a teacher. I go to him all the time. Even though he's never driven a top fuel car and I've never driven a funny car, I still go to him to ask questions. And I go to Robert Height in the Auto Club car and Courtney in her Traxxas Ford Mustang. I go to them all the time. When I'm looking for one answer, I tend to go to Courtney and my dad. If I'm looking for a million answers all rolled into one, I go to my dad because he tends to, you know, throw a little too much at you. I'll ask him one question, and he'll go on and answer 100 other ones that I didn't even bring up. But he's awesome, and I love working with him. He's a little intense. He's a little overwhelming at times, a little crazy, but, you know, he's, like I said, he's the best teacher.
Well, your father's been on this show a few times, and you're absolutely right. One question is great, and we love having him on. And, you know, maybe one of these days you guys can swap for a race or something and see what it's like. I saw online where Courtney and Graham are going to be changing roles for one race for maybe a lap or so for charity. What are your thoughts about Courtney getting in an Indy car? Maybe she'll like that a lot.
Absolutely. I would cheer her on, fully support her all the way. I think it'd be awesome if she'd actually do it. I would do it in a heartbeat. Like I said, I'll try anything once, but I'll always support any decision my family makes. So that's pretty awesome to hear that she might do that one day.
When you look at your competition, there is competition. Certainly, it's very fit, and you're a very fierce competitor. I mean, you come about
Thank
it
you.
Naturally. But you know, when we talk about all the fun about the NHRA and the Nationals, you know, the thing about it is, there's a lot of preparation that has to go into having a successful race. And, you know, in a race machine like you're in, things can go wrong very, 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 very quickly in a heartbeat. So what are some of the things that you do to help you get ready for situations, Brittany? For example, we seen a horrible accident happen with Jack Beckman, you know, ironically, a week after he was on this show, and we asked him the same question. What are some of the things that Jack has taught you what to do when things go wrong really fast?
You know, it's all about, you can't think about anything. It's all about reaction. You have to react immediately. There's no time to think. If you're going to sit there and think about it, it's already too late. But I think definitely my years in Supercomp and A-Fuel gave me the experience to drive a top fuel car. I'm still learning. Every time I go down the racetrack, I learn something new. But I definitely needed those years behind me to jump into a top fuel car. You know, I was learning just the ropes of driving a car, all the basics before going 330 miles per hour. So really, it's just seat time. The more you get in the car, you know, the more you become comfortable with it, and you learn from your mistakes.
So when you look at, you know, one of the questions we've asked Courtney when she was on this show and your dad, when you guys compete against each other, what do you guys do? But, you know, you're kind of out there by yourself in a lot of ways. Not by yourself. Certainly you've got a great team behind you. But who do you look at as who you've got to look out for? Who's your fiercest competitor in the Top Fuel series there with your drag?
You know, there's really no one person I could pick out. Everyone out there is a tough competitor. They're, you know, right now that we've locked into the number 7th place into the countdown, it's all those people around me, the people ahead of me, the people behind me, they're all going to be my top competitors because we just want to, you know, work up the ladder, move up from that 7th place as high as we can and go after our first race. But there's not one person. It's every team out there. Every team is awesome. And, you know, everyone is fierce when they get into that car.
Well, Morgan Lucas probably would say that you're going to be one of his most fierce competitors. When you two line
up. Oh, really?
I'm just saying, I would think that he would. And so let me ask you this way. If you two line up next to each other, what do you know you got to do to beat Morgan Lucas? Because let's face it, he's going to be a tough commodity to beat this year.
You know, it's just about sticking to my routine, doing everything I do it the same way every single time, making sure that I'm doing my job off the starting line. I have good reaction time. And, you know, if the car gets in trouble and I have to pedal it, I better do it right. So there's a lot, but it's making sure that I'm doing my job, making sure that I'm getting the car down the racetrack and, you know, leaving off the starting line.
Well, you know, we challenged you. I actually did the ice bucket challenge yesterday, and I found out from your PR people that Sarah told me that you guys were challenged as a team, but you were sick, so you're gonna
yes.
donate money, so we're gonna let you off the hook. But I did take the
you.
Ice bucket challenge, and I did challenge it because I noticed that Brittany has already done it as well. But so. Now, you are really sick, right? This isn't because you just don't want
yes.
cold water.
Yes, I have been sick this entire summer. I can't seem to kick it. You know, it started in Chicago and Norwalk, and it's been bad. So it came back around, and I'm trying to get rid of it. But that's why my voice is kind of off. You could probably see it last weekend in Brainerd, you know, during interviews. People ask me, they're like, what's wrong with your voice? Did you stay out partying too late last night? Like, no, I've just been suddenly dumping ice water on my head. Good, but... you know, John First Racing's been involved in that whole program, and Courtney dumped some water on her head, and same with my dad, and John First Racing, we're donating, you know, as a team together.
Well, and that's exciting, and you know, we jumped on board with it, and it's amazing how viral that's come. We're really looking
yeah.
excited to seeing you race out here at Lucas Oil Raceway here in Indianapolis, and I appreciate you taking
Thanks.
Some time with
of
us today and talk with us. But I always, before I let you go, I always like to ask our guests and our drivers when they come on, is there anything that we haven't talked about? Is there anything you'd like to talk with us about? Certainly we could talk about Brainerd, and we could talk about the race out there. We could talk about some of your other races, but we're looking forward to the MAC Nationals and the U.S. Nationals out here at Lucas Oil Raceway. But is there anything that you'd like to talk with us about, whether it's a prior race or an upcoming race or your look at a championship this year?
You know, I think we pretty much covered everything, but I do, like, I know I've already said it, but I'm so excited about walking into the number 7th place in the countdown. That's a big deal for my team, and it's something I'm very proud of. And it's very exciting for me, and that's just been on my mind. I've been so excited about that, and that's just a very big thing for all of John First Racing. So I definitely want to mention that again. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the U.S. Nationals next weekend. I wish it were here. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And I have to say, please vote for the Castle Edge team and, you know, get this fourth dragster into the track to shoot out, because that's what we're going for.
Well, you have our vote, and we're doing everything that we
Thank
can do
you.
Possible. Where
Thank
can people
you.
Where can people find you on Facebook, stalk you on Twitter, or what have you?
Yep, I'm on Twitter and Instagram. It's just my name, BRITTANYFORCE, Instagram and Twitter, and you can find all the info there. You could vote. You could check out our video on NHRA's YouTube page, and then you could go ahead and vote on NHRA's Facebook page.
Well, Brittany,
and again,
we
everything's on our social media, so you can find all of it there.
Brittany, we really, really appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you next weekend.
And,
I have a good feeling about this Traxxas Nitro shootout, so I think you'll be just
Thank
fine.
Thank you. I really hope so.
All right, Brittany, you have yourself a good day, and be safe out there.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Brittany. Okay. Brittany Forrest, great interview that we taped with her, and we'll have that aired, and that'll do it for us for today.